All right,
I hit record. Do you have a sound test so I can just make sure this is all on the up and up?
Yeah, welcome to 2019, baby.
That's real good. Welcome to 19,002, Flapper. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Folks, we all went to elementary school. We all learned that for any given triangle with vertices A, B, and C, the ratio of A to a point in the Euclidean quadrant of B, or C for that matter, to the inverse special integer of the Gauss space surrounding a tangent Clemens node, will always approach the Schneider constant as B, or C for that matter, approaches Cantor's elusive Aleph 4, discovered, as we all know, by Hiram Snacknasty in a yurt on the western edge of northeast South Africa in 511 A.D., And sure, that's obvious as an erection on a 15-year-old walking slowly past Victoria's Secret shop in the mall. Yes, all that's true for a triangle of vertices ABC, but what if the triangle had vertices at JBC? Let's find out on today's episode of Just Be Cousins.
Goddamn.
That was the short version, by the way.
I like it.
Thanks. I have been reading a lot. I've been reading a lot. Because every year, I pledge to read 52 books, right? That's one a week on average. And
yeah.
Every year, at like Thanksgiving, I go, oh shit, I got a lot of catching up to do. So I just start cramming them in my face. Like an anorexic who finally got the drug she needs to get over it and goes to Krispy Kreme. I'm just,
It gets you primed because... Yeah. I can tell you've been reading a lot because now you're reading aloud well.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice of you to say. It might be because you've got better earphones, and so I sound better than I used to.
Yeah, I got new cans.
New cans.
I put on my ear goggles, and I'm ready to go.
Ready to go. 2019.
You know what we forget to do sometimes? What? This is the first show of the year.
Yeah.
It's the 99th show. This show is called Just Be Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Joe Neal. Mm-hmm. This is Jason Mark.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot
just
that.
Just to let everybody know.
I was just so eager to tell people about math I made up that I forgot to say who we are.
Oh, I love those. I just love a new, weird intro. Those are my favorites. So I don't even care if we introduce ourselves in the intro, which is funny.
I just
hey,
like
what is this? It's an intro. Do you introduce yourself? No.
Nah, fuck it. Not on this show.
We do that afterwards,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Gives us more room to be creative.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you know us in real life anyway, because let's face it, ain't no fuckers that don't know us downloading this motherfucking podcast. I don't think, anyway.
That's right.
So what are you drinking tonight, Joe?
I'm drinking coffee.
Are you still on your sobriety kick?
Yeah. Sober Joe.
Sober Joe.
Actually continues with the... Now that it's the new year, trying to move forward with some more additions to the health.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Does it make you better in the sack?
I
stunned him. He's quiet.
You totally fucked me up with that one. I would say yes and no.
Okay.
And,
listen,
I don't want to go into that.
What, yeah,
pardon the pun.
Is that why you're not any good at it anymore? Because you don't want to go into that? Oh! I should have a soundbite for that. I had one, but I don't have it anymore. Thank you, nasty boys.
My nipples.
Yeah, that's the one.
I remember sex better now.
Oh. Okay. So, whereas before, you'd wake up in the morning and say... Was that any good? Now you wake up and say, hey, that was terrible. Okay, I get it now. I hear you. That's cool.
A good way to start the year.
Yeah, talking about your Johnson. I am drinking something that I call the Tea Garita.
Okay, what the hell is that?
A Tea Garita is when you take iced tea and you pour tequila in it. And that is not to be confused with my other favorite drink, the Tequila Rita, which is when you take tequila and pour tequila in it. Tequila.
You said Tea Garita, and I was like, well, I was thinking about Winnie the Pooh, because...
Oh, not Tigger.
I was like, this is a Tiggerita?
Not a Tiggerita. Tiggerita. Tiggerita would be orange juice layered with black coffee or something. I don't know.
Tigger, please.
Tigger, please. So I'm drinking a Tiggerita. I'm not nearly as drunk as I want to be. But what are we going to talk about today, Joe? This is 99th episode. One more episode to go and we'll be legitimate, right? I mean, after today, anybody who says, oh, podcast, that's cute, we can like hold up a stiff middle finger and say, 100 episodes, motherfucker, 100. We can't say that right now, though. So we're going to talk about today.
I don't know, but I wanted to comment on that. It's, I think you do become a legitimate podcast at episode 100.
Yeah.
I remember at my 40th birthday party, we were talking to that engineer, remember? And he produced one of our shows.
That's right.
That's all he could take, Garrett Bishop.
Yeah.
And I remember at my birthday party, he was like, oh, you guys have a podcast? How many episodes you got? And I think you were like, oh, 49, 50. Something like that. And he was blown away.
Yeah.
I felt that actually at that moment, I felt that our podcast was more legitimate than maybe any other moment. Because the look on his face was like, holy shit, these guys actually do the podcast again and again. And then he came in to produce the show and then he realized that it was a shit show. And,
I think he realized.
You know, I think he had fun, but like the, I don't know, that. That night was funny because his equipment did not match our kind of hodgepodge of
bullshit. Yeah,
yeah, of engineering.
Actually,
and so, but it ended up sounding really good. Actually,
yeah.
I like that.
No, he did. He did an excellent job. You know, on the one hand, I have also said to people, "Yeah, I don't know, a podcast." And they go, "Really?" And I say, "Yeah, we just did our 84th episode." And they're like, "Wait, what? Seriously?" Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's any kind of special. Okay, it reminds me of this joke that I heard a comedian, I don't remember his name, but he's Scottish, and he's got cancer, and he's going to die soon, but I can't remember his name. He was on that show with all those little, the smart high school kids that were in a, like, quiz bowl, Scottish.
Oh my God, are you talking about Billy Connolly?
Him, yeah. So
Billy Connolly is sick?
Yeah, he's got, I don't know, he's going to die or something. Anyway.
Oh, that's sad, I really like him. Anyway, what about him?
So he told this joke about, like, the first time he learned about wanking. Right,
mm-hmm.
And so he told a joke about this. You know, somebody at school told him about it. And he says, "You take your thumb and your finger, and you do this, and it feels great," or whatever he said. And then, and so they did it, and the guy said to him, "Okay, now write that down." He goes, "Why?" He says, "Because you only get 100 of those, and then you die." Which is a funny joke, right?
Wow.
And he goes, "So I was really, really nervous on number 101 a couple weeks later." You know, which is funny because, you know, and I was starting to, my point, Joe, not to steal from a man who's about to die, but my point is that, yes, we've done 99 episodes, but it's kind of like, I mean, sort of like jerking off, but we're just going to keep doing it. We could get therapy to say, don't do that. If we go back to Victorian times, they could clamp something on our penis. We're still going to do it. I mean, it is remarkable. Yeah, a lot of people haven't done podcasts. We've done this, but it's, we're jerking off, basically. Am I right?
Yeah. And the year-end episodes of which we just recorded one, it's a – boy, that was a terrible sentence. I'm saying that was – those shows are like the most self-indulgent.
Absolutely.
Like it's almost embarrassing just to be inside of it. Like when we're recording and I'm like, oh, my God, this is really narcissistic. I almost wanted to like run out of the garage.
No. Yeah, I mean there's like jerk-off sessions where you're like, okay, no one's home. I might as well – hop on the internet and go to my mom's fatterthanyourmom.com and, you know, tug one out. But then there's those special occasions when, like, you plan for the jerk off. You light candles and you take a bath with scented oils and you get into a nice silky robe and you lay down on the bed and then you're just like, I'm going to really enjoy these 5 minutes a lot. And that's what our year end episode was like. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. But they're just all
romancing yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
But JBC might as we jerkin' big cock or something, because that's all we do.
Jerkin' big cock. Oh, good one.
That's all we do.
All right.
And so
we still got it, man.
Still got it. So we're going to keep doing it here in the 2019. Just keep on doing what we do. Anyway.
Well, maybe we could talk about – I know a lot of podcasts do this on their first show of the year, but like New Year's resolutions. I'm definitely gonna tell a story about that.
Okay.
But maybe we have New Year's resolutions personally, or maybe some about the podcast itself. I don't know. What do you got?
My resolution, same as it is every year, has been since I've been like, pff, like I was in grade school. See Katy Perry naked with her consent, and that's just not going to change.
And the consent, the written consent of your wife.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying, absolutely. But yeah, what about you? Any personal, personal New Year's resolutions besides the drinking thing?
Well, that one, you know,
I
haven't had a drink in a while, but I'm adding stuff to that kind of health movement.
Okay,
it's just a personal solo movement.
Okay,
and we're going to talk more about movements in just a moment.
Wonderful.
But let me start with I have resolutions for the podcast.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about those.
Apparently, we have more than one listener. Though I'm going to keep saying that joke because addressing our listener is just that's a habit I'm never going to be able to break. But it's come
in
to
your
my
defense,
attention. We have more
people listen to this by themselves. So if they're like all by themselves listening, then they are our listeners. Say, hey, you right now, all by yourself, walk down the street with your dog and your kid and your umbrella and your fucking baguette out of your sack of groceries there, like you're an ad for something, all by yourself, you are our listener. Now, if people are listening to this with other people, I'm assuming that one of the people is tied up and being forced to listen to us against his or her will. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, okay, at this point, that whole thing is just to kind of individualize and make the experience more intimate. Yeah. This is just for you. Yeah, our listener.
Say that again. That was really good. You said that really sultry. Like, say, just for you.
This episode of Just Becousins is just for you.
Yeah, that was at minute 11:50.
Sorry,
yeah, it did. No, that was good. That was at minute 11:50. If you want to mark that and like put that in a montage, a creepy montage, you know, just for you.
Well, anyway, I want this year to try and grow the listenership.
Oh, really?
By building a YouTube channel, which we already have, but it doesn't have a bunch of like episodes and clips and shit on it. It has like Baby It's Cosby Time on there.
Okay.
And that's got I think like 100 listens. Hey, yeah.
Really?
The channel's rocking it, is what I'm saying.
Nice.
And but what I'm gonna do is, you know, I've tried ad campaigns before. I'm now banned from doing ads on Facebook, and I'm banned from Google Ads, so those two are out of the question. But I want to try again, some other venue, I suppose.
Yeah.
But anyway, my goal is
there are no other venues. It's either Google Ads or Facebook. I mean, that is it. We'll figure something out.
Well, okay. You don't like skywriting?
I love skywriting. I know a guy who's a skywriter. He's the only person in the world who does skywriting in Braille. Yeah.
Wow. Well, how about we do some Braille? Apparently, we've got some listeners like in Ireland still, and
nice. Yeah.
And so maybe if we do a nice skywriting ad in Braille,
in Gaelic Braille.
Yes, thank you, Gaelic Braille. Then we can grow our listenership in Ireland.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be sexist, but I feel like if you go to a bar and you see a really good looking woman and you walk up to her and she says, "What do you want, creep?" and you say, "I can read Gaelic Braille," she should sleep with you. Like, she should want to. That's the world I want to live in. If you can read Braille and Gaelic, you should get some, right? I'm not saying against her will.
Well, you can get some hipster tail that way. I don't think all women would be.
No, I'm not saying all women. I'm just saying, like, good-looking ones. Okay, so they're all good-looking. And I'm not against their will. I'm not trying to say, hey, women, you do your duty. Fuck a guy who can read Braille Gaelic. I'm just saying, I want to live in a world where at least something that's that esoteric gets you some tang. That's all I want. That's what I want in the world. And I'm willing for it to be vice versa. Some woman comes up to me and says, hey, I can read Gaelic Braille, and be like, "All right, I'm washing your clothes for you. I'm going downtown." And
no, I get it. That it should be impressive.
Yeah.
And all women should just be like, "Damn,
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Okay, I'm going to take the sexism out. All people, whoever you walk up to. You walk up to a woman or a guy or a dog or one of those Indian cigar statues. Then Indian cigar statue, but a motherfucker come to life and give you a hand job right there. If you can read Gaelic Braille. That's all I'm saying.
You want to live in a world where if you have a t-shirt that says, I can read Gaelic Braille, and it's in Gaelic Braille, yeah. Then everyone, men, women, and hermaphrodites, should be paying attention to your wiener.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If some, and in fact, if you have on your t-shirt, in Gaelic Braille, I can read Gaelic Braille, and it's in like it's actually can be read, like the dots are raised, right? And your nipples are strategically placed to be appropriate to the message so it doesn't fuck anybody up. And some blind person is like feeling on you. Because that would be right. It's cold outside, and instead of saying, I read Gaelic Braille, ends up saying, I like bananas in my nose. That's just something weird, right?
Right. That's right, man. I never would have thought of that.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm just saying, and if somebody comes up and feels your chest, and they're like, wait, I know what this says. And you're like, well, if you know what this says, and I know what this says, then you and I are required by law to bonk immediately. Right there, on the floor, in the church. I don't give a fuck. Just do it. That should be the first commandment. None of this don't have any gods before me shit. It should be, all right, people, I'm God. Listen, if you can read Gaelic Braille and you get felt up by somebody who can read Gaelic Braille, fuck. In fact, that should be the all whole right, goddamn
and
Bible.
I want to say Gaelic Braille would be a good name for something.
A weird sex act?
Yeah. Gaelic Braille, that's good for like a really naughty taboo sex act,
yeah.
or like maybe just like a punk band.
I think Gaelic Braille is what you do when you flip
like
somebody
a ska
over.
Band or something.
Yeah, it would be a good ska band name. Gaelic Braille is a sexual act where you poke somebody's butt cheeks so hard that it raises little welts until it spells a word, and then you lick it. That's Gaelic Braille.
All right, we're gonna move on now. Okay. Now I feel yucky.
Sorry, I completely went away from whatever point you were making. YouTube.
I was just saying, yeah, I just want to look, I've basically ruined our chance to advertise the podcast itself, but I'm going to try what I can, and if it's skywriting in Gaelic Braille, we'll give that a shot. And okay. Also, in the name of my new resolution for the podcast, I'd like to say, what do podcasts say on their podcasts? Please go to our Twitter, or like, so, we need to get good at advertising the podcast on the podcast to remind them to listen again. I don't know how that works.
I guess
tell me about,
hey, if you like our podcast, go watch our Twitter, and all we do on the Twitter is say go listen to our podcast. I guess that's kind of what, although I haven't been updating the Twitter lately because I've been updating my own Twitter because I, you know, I'm just selfish like that, but
well,
I guess
so
I could.
If we do this right, we can create like a weird Ouroboros of totally useless advertisement.
Yes. There you go. Yes. Like on Twitter, we say, hey, we just got a new YouTube channel on YouTube. We're like, listen to our podcast on podcast. We're like, hey, listen to our Twitter. And then in Gaelic Skywriting, we're like, please have sex with me. And it all works out.
All right. So that's my hopes.
Okay.
And my goal for the podcast this year. I'd like to get to, maybe we already have like, I have no idea how many listeners we have, but I'd like to be in the thousands. I'm not kidding.
Thousands.
Said a bunch of ridiculous shit, but kidding you when I say I would like to be in the thousands by the
okay.
end of the year.
I appreciate that as a goal, and I don't think that it's a bad thing, but let me just make something clear. When you hit episode 100, not you, Joe, but the, you know, the royal you or whatever the fuck it's called, then you're legitimate, right? Okay, you hit 1,000 listeners, then there's a statistically significant chance that someone's going to take your shit serious. I don't mean serious in the sense that they call you up and say, we think you're great, baby, we want to give you money. I mean serious in the sense of they like stalk you and like, you know, leave incendiary devices at your loved one's house. So I mean, just we're gonna take it to that level. We need to like call up, I don't know, Christian Bale and say, dude, what do you do when somebody breaks in your house and eats your cat food? Like, how do you handle that?
Well, but you're saying that you don't want the podcast to be taken seriously. Not that seriously.
Well, okay, I don't want it to be taken seriously, but I'm not going to not let us get 1,000 listeners because of that fear. I'm willing to put up with it, but we just got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? We got to start wearing Jock straps is all I'm getting at, if we hit 1,000. Up to then, let the balls just waft in the breeze. But when we hit 1K listeners, wrap those buppies up, because they're getting kicked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we count listeners. I'm not sure. Hey, shit, man. I like to think that we already have 1,000 listeners. Anyway, I want to say this. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So, look, if we get too many listeners, one of the things I wanted to do was not do arguments for cancellation, because that kind of goes against the growing, right? Yeah. I want to grow the podcast. I don't want to argue for its cancellation anymore. So I'm going to stop doing that until we get too many listeners and people are breaking into our homes and we're having problems because people are taking it seriously. Yeah. Then I'll start arguing for the cancellation of the podcast again.
But you're still going to do montages, though? I mean, you're just going to give them a different name?
Yeah, yeah. I'm still going to do montages. I'm just going to not put things together with the intent of stopping the program permanently.
Could you something like, rather than call them arguments for cancellation, could you call them like arguments for letting us be guest stars on The Good Place? That would be a good montage name, I think.
Not bad. Then we could still do the intro and outro, maybe switch it up a little bit. Anyway, yeah, that's a good idea. So I want to talk about my own personal New Year's resolution.
Yeah, if you don't mind. I want to hear that. Yes, yes, please do. Do I need to like give you an intro of some kind? Just kidding. No.
Thanks. Sorry. Thank you. Look, so I went to the doctor at the end of the 2018, and I was told that I need to be really careful. And it's it's helpful to not drink in this situation too, because apparently, well, the doctor was like, "Look, if you're not careful, you might like diabetes." And I was like,
"Diabetes? Wow."
Yeah.
Yeah. It's messed up.
And
dude.
So, one way to counteract the diabetes problem, I'm not there yet, I'm not even pre-diabetic, I don't want to get there, is you can do the keto thing. We've talked about that.
Oh, yeah, before. Keto.
Keto thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to put myself into ketosis.
Okay.
I was debating with myself whether or not I should tell this story, because I had a really fucking bad day, and it has to do with keto. I'm going to blame it on keto.
Yeah.
And, so I think anybody, everybody, dad, that listens to the show and that knows me knows that I really think it's funny that when grown men shit themselves, and we presented a story in the first year where about grown men shitting their pants, and we have limericks about grown men shitting their pants, and this is really embarrassing. Spoiler alert, I shit my pants today.
Wow. Dude.
It's out there.
If you don't die of diabetes, you may die of whatever that is.
Embarrassment?
Yeah, but that's not the first time, dude. I mean, this is like new territory for you.
Well, look, this is the thing. You'd think that, you know, college days when you're drinking a lot, like these are when grown men are at the highest risk of shitting their pants. Right? Just drunk people in general.
Okay,
like,
fair enough.
You know, if you're consuming alcohol, you're much more likely to shit your pants.
Okay.
That's just a fact, right? Well, I'm totally sober. It's a new year. Another weird thing, I shaved my head. Because that's like, I'm a new man.
Wow.
No alcohol. Keto. No.
Why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about that?
Well, we can talk about that too, but you don't want to hear about how I shit my pants?
Well, yeah, I mean, tell me about shitting your pants.
If it helps, then envision me shitting my pants with a shaved head.
Do you still have your facial hair?
Yeah, I do.
So I'm picturing Walter White.
No, it's not quite like that. I didn't shave it like with a Mach 3. I just went like all the way down. It's kind of like Jason Statham. And now my beard is like scruff, and the scruff of my head matches the scruff of my face.
Okay, so I haven't made an image for today's show, but I know what I'm going to do. And if you're listening to this, then you've seen the image, so you know whether or not I did this. But I'm going to try to find an image that matches what you just described to do what I want to do. Okay. So,
all right. Well, you might have other ideas by the end of the show, but I like that one. That's good. All right, I have a feeling that we're already kind of zipping through this episode, right?
We're 25 minutes.
All right, well, look at this. I was driving home. Okay, I got done with work. I walked outside. All right, well, let me tell you about the bad omelet first.
Wow, okay.
So I'm doing keto. I've been doing keto for, you know, since the new year.
Okay.
You know, I'm dropping some pounds and stuff, but it's basically it's high fat and it's low carbs, right?
Yep.
But the thing about that is you don't get a whole lot of, like, roughage. So I drink a lot of green tea and a lot of water and stuff to keep stuff moving.
Mm-hmm.
The digestive – what happens to you digestively is kind of – it's a delicate situation, right?
Yes.
Because – And there's a bit of a cleansing, and that you have to be careful, you know, because poop will just really want to come out, and sometimes it's just liquid, and you gotta be careful with what you eat. So
yeah.
I'm like, hey, I gotta just stop somewhere and eat lunch today. I went to Denny's, and I sat down, and I'm like, hey, keto man, what can I do? I can, you know, shit, make your own slam. You know, but it's really tough to get away from the carbs. But I figured out, all right, fine. I'm going to get this omelet, and I'm going to have jalapenos in it, and it's just the omelet. No sides. So I've got, like, some avocado and tomatoes and stuff. And I'm like, all right, fucking keto life. Hashtag keto life, bitch. And I'm eating the omelet, and I'm like, this is a little weird. I don't know. something about this omelet. I don't know. But everything seemed fine. And, I actually had to work later in the evening, so that was earlier in the day. That was for, like, kind of brunch, breakfast, lunch, and then I ate dinner at KFC. And you might ask, like, dude, good job with your keto and the fucking KFC. Well, I look on the internet and I'm like, I go to KFC. Every piece of chicken only has, like, 10 grams of carbs or something. So I got a few pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and my two sides that comes with your meal, I did double green beans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Everything seems fine. I go back to work for a while after eating dinner, and when I was done with work, I stepped out of the Taco Bell that I work at. By the way, I didn't eat any Taco Bell, which is, I mean, things could have been even worse,
right,
I guess.
Right. Yeah.
But I stepped out, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh no.
I have to poop, like, right now. And it seemed very urgent, but I was like, I'm not running back into the Taco Bell and shitting in the Taco Bell bathroom.
No.
And, like, I left my shift with dignity. I wasn't going to run back in there, you know, sweating and grunting, and then everybody can hear my super loud diarrhea,
right,
you know, echoing through the Taco Bell. So I hop in my truck and I'm like, gotta get home, and just butt cheeks clenched and
tight.
It was so uncomfortable. Like, that's real suffering. And I was thinking about you on the way home.
Oh, great.
Because, well, it really, really hurt, and I found myself, like, having to cultivate all of my energy and just focus it on my clenched anus.
Yes.
So as not to shit my pants. And I had, like, a 15-mile drive. You know, it's not very long on a highway.
Well.
But, like, I was like, I'm going to make it, and then it's going to be the greatest relief to finally just, you know, get in there, take this big old poop, this big old weird keto poop.
Yeah.
And look, I think it was a bad omelet. Okay, I think it wasn't just keto.
Okay,
I don't have that delicate of a digestive system. I think that it was a bad omelet. Anyway, I'm driving. I'm like, this is like, it takes a lot of mental toughness to just stick with this suffering and not just unclench my butt.
Yeah,
and just start pooping. And I'm like, I wonder. I feel like running is like that, and Jason runs longer, like long distance running is something you're way more into, and I feel like you've reached thresholds of suffering when you're running that I've never felt before. And as I was really hurting, having to take a shit, I was like, I wonder if this is what, like, long distance running is like pushing through. I was like, ah, god damn it. And as I drove into my driveway, I just gave up.
Wow.
I couldn't do it anymore. And Jason, when I say I shat my pants, like, this is the worst maybe that anybody's ever shat their pants.
Anybody in the history of shit pant shitting.
Bad.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, it filled up my fucking pants and went down both fucking legs. I'm not kidding, dude. Wow. I was emotional before I shat my pants, but like, it was real emotional when I finally shit a gallon of diarrhea into my fucking pants.
Wow, dude.
So I hop out of the truck and I'm it's in the dark, so I don't know, but I feel like there's diarrhea like trailing out of my pants as I like run up to the door. I feel like there's just a trail of shit.
Yeah.
And I run into the bathroom and, you know, my dog wanted to say hi to me, and I was like, "Get the fuck out of my way! I told my dog that I shit my pants, like he would understand." And this is the worst part, man. Because in there and like pulled down my pants, like there was poop everywhere. Like then when I pulled down my pants, then the poop like kind of fell everywhere and got all over the toilet and all over the floor. And
yeah,
I'm like. Now I'm regretting telling this story. I was like, should I? This is what happened to me today. Should I say it on the podcast?
Yes, keep going.
So there's poop everywhere. It's really gross. Diarrhea all over me, all over the toilet, all over the wall. And so I just went through this really long process of like looking at my shoes, and I'm like, okay, one shoe doesn't have any poop on it. So I took that shoe off and threw it over into the corner. I'm like, that's the safe corner for things that don't have poop on it. I had my earbuds in, but just dangling because the phone it was connected to, the headphones were connected to, I left in the truck. So yeah, I just had headphones dangling. No poop on them. So I take them out. I throw them in the corner. I go through this and I had my coat on too, right? The coat didn't have any poop on it. That's good. My shirt, no poop. All
right.
But one of my shoes, both of my socks, my underwear, my pants, my belt.
Ugh.
All shat.
Shat up. Yeah. Shat nerd.
So then I had to like start throwing stuff into the tub, and I tried to clean everything up, and then I got out of the tub and I like spraying off my jeans and my underwear and my naked body covered in shit. And it was so bad.
And that was today.
Today.
Today. Yeah.
I got done with that entire process, and everything is cool. And no, nothing will ever be cool again. Like I don't feel good about myself anymore. It's really, really that bad.
Well,
but everything's all cleaned up, and I could have just pretended like it never happened and not tell
the world,
not tell the tale here, but
not tell our listener.
Our listener now knows.
Let me just say this, Joe. I'm proud of you, and I'm a little bit jealous, honestly. I'm jealous of two things. One, your ability to tell that story, because I could never tell that story. If I had been driving home and I had shat myself, I would then shoot myself. It would go shat, shoot, shat, shoot. Two, I'm proud because
shat my pants, shoot my face.
That's right. That's my motto. It's going to be on my gravestone. He shat, he shot. And so the other thing is that
you're not making me feel any better.
No. But here's the thing: you have suffered. And look, I'm not trying to make you feel worse, okay? So just wait for a second while I say this. You suffered.
Basically implied that I should commit suicide.
No. No, you should not. Neither should I. But you're brave, and I'm not. That's my point. And here's the thing. You have suffered a kind of humility, which means you are now on the verge of obtaining wisdom, because there is no wisdom without humility. Now, that sounds like bullshit, and it is, because this is a fucking comedy podcast. But I'm sincere. So, like, somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, I can't work today because my grandma's nose fell off." You're not going to get pissed off. You're going to think, you know what? I shat myself. I don't give a fuck about anything else. And you're just like, all right, whatever, hire him. Just go. Leave. And you're not going to care. You're just going to be cool from now on. I mean, you're not going to be ecstatic. It's not going to be like, I found a penny, I'm on top of the world. But it's going to be like, what, I lost $100? Okay, whatever. At least I didn't shit myself, right? You've hit bottom.
Well, also, I have kind of an out because, you know, people that listen to the show and people that know us both If you both listen to the show and you know us, you know that some of the stories we tell are real and some of them are bullshit. And so if my wife bullshit, or my father listen to this show, because I might not tell my wife. She might have to listen to the show and then come to me and go, I was listening to the show and you talk about this terrible pants shitting incident. Did that really happen? And then I'll have to decide whether I want to admit it.
Can I make a prediction right now?
Sure.
Given what your wife does for a living, and I don't remember what we told our listener, but I'm not going to bring it up here. But given what she does, pretty sure she's going to get home and she's going to go, yeah, Joe shat himself. She's going to know.
Because there's a different smell.
Yeah, she's going to know.
Like, it's not like someone just took a huge dump, like dropped a bomb and then left the door open in the bathroom. Like, there's a different smell when you've when you've sprayed shit all over the fucking house and then furiously tried to clean it up. Right. Yeah. By the way, I went out to the truck to see if I had shat my truck and shat.
Sorry, it's just a great phrase.
Shat my driveway and like shat my doorstep and shat my welcome mat and I did, and none of that happened, which is
good. That's good. Yeah.
And with my dog circling me as I like did the cowboy strut, screaming at him to finally dump, you know, a third of the shit into the toilet.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I had shat my dog too, but he was good. So, and I bring this story up because it's directly related to my health kick.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is ironic.
Isn't it?
It doesn't sound healthy to shit your pants. And magnitude of pants shitting is something that's the worst I've ever shat my pants, and maybe anyone has ever shat their pants.
I would suggest you submit it to Guinness to see. I mean, maybe, you know, world record.
Well, that's another reason why I didn't want to tell the story, because I was like, what if Jason enjoys this so much that it becomes like a bigger event than the 100th episode and like he can't stop talking about it, and the 100th episode comes around and he goes, you know what? We're going to continue the topic of the last episode, which is Joe shitting his pants. Let's keep going with that one. Anyway.
No, I promise.
So there you go.
It ends here. There you go. All right. Well, I'm glad you told that story. Keep us updated on the keto. Yes, your gut flora is going to undergo a change, and anybody who eats at Denny's and KFC on the same day, I don't care what your diet is, you're going to shit yourself. That's law. It's actually in the Constitution. It's a little part no one ever reads, but it's there.
Okay.
So we're at minute 20. We have 23 minutes left. I have a LARCO. I haven't done a LARCO in 10 episodes. This is a long one. I apologize in advance. It is a long one. I understand that you have an add-in. It's also a long one. And I haven't even talking? I haven't even talked about... let me check my notes.
What are you, Christopher talking?
Christopher talking. Okay. We haven't talked about Bananarama yet. Not that we're going to, but anyway. Should we do our ads?
Yeah. You have a long LARCO.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I haven't done for a while on the show?
What's that?
And suddenly I have to go take a pee. Now, I listen to the show every time we do one. So if you do a LARCO, would you be offended if I go pee while you do the LARCO?
No.
And then I will listen to it.
You'll probably come back in the middle of it. It's that long. But yeah, go.
Okay.
I'll go and I'll do the intro for the LARCO and the outro. And all right, yeah, go hit the road. Go.
The company that meets your needs. Behold LARCO's lofty deeds. Bow down, bitches, get on your knees and buy some shit from LARCO.
Imagine this nightmare scenario. You and your significant other, which in this case is a woman, although LARCO respects all genders and sexualities, and in fact, we are more than happy to sell products to some of the more esoteric identities, and if you want proof, just take a look at our vibrating tree knot with moan-activated squirting sriracha. But I digress. Where was I? Oh yeah, nightmares. You and your SO are at the mall, having a wonderful time. You bought an ironic poster of Farrah Fawcett in bathing suit at Spencer's Gifts. You debated the ethics of eating at Chick-fil-A while eating at Chick-fil-A. And for a while, you sat on a bench watching single men walk into Cinnabon and diagnosed their mental illnesses based on how much they don't smile when they place their orders. Good old American fun. But then your SO says she wants to browse the lingerie shop, and she doesn't want you to come with her because she wants to, quote-unquote, surprise you later. And when she sees the worried look on your face, she assures you that surprise this time doesn't mean that thing she did to you the last time you were in bed together with the Johnny Mathis CD and the cucumber. So off she goes, and you're left to your own devices. What do? You spy a Barnes & Noble, and since you've always been one to enjoy the satisfaction of shitting all over mom-and-pop businesses like independent bookstores, you walk in for a look around. Sure enough, right away, you see a book you might like to read, so you decide to buy it. And then, you see another book you'd like to read. You grab that one, too. Then another. You don't have time to read all these books. You can't even afford all these books. What are you going to do? Existential angst grabs your withered heart in its hairy fist and starts to slowly squeeze the will to live right out of you. Not even thoughts of your SO trying on a pair of pink lace Fury Road branded panties that have been tried on by at least a half dozen other women and maybe a few creepy guys as well before she did can save you now. But wait, what about Larco? There's always hope when there's Larco. Can Larco save you? Can Larco save you? Yes, and I promise to practice the next Larco ad, Larco guys. Yes, Larco can save you. Larco, here's what they did. They scooped up a couple hundred thousand unused Google Glass devices. They borrowed a few algorithms from a guy they know who works at Area 51, and they came up with Novel Grazers. Here's how they work. Put on a pair of the Novel Grazers, pick up a book, and look at it. The Novel Grazers will scan the cover, download the book's contents, and upload the content through your eyeballs right into your brain instantly. And then you can do it again with the next book, and then the next. By the time your SO is done spending $50 on a thong so thin that it would be invisible if it were worn by anyone who wasn't severely anorexic, you'll know more plots and characters and settings than if Tolstoy took LSD and wrote for the TV show Lost. Now hang on, you say. Wouldn't that kind of data dump straight into your brain cause seizures? Yes, it would. Which is why, with every Novel Grazers purchase, Larco will give you a $300 voucher towards the purchase of a corpus callosotomy, which is a surgical procedure that involves severing the commissural fibers that separate the two halves of your brain. No more seizures. Larco's Novel Grazers come in a variety of shapes and colors, and can even be fitted with prescription lenses. So what are you waiting for? Pick up a pair of Larco Novel Grazers and hold your own at cocktail parties and barbecues where people won't shut the fuck up about the latest Liane Moriarty novel. Larco's Novel Grazers. Books are grass and your brain is a cow. Buy a pair today! This is definitely one of those times where the intro and outro were better than the ad, but you can be the judge, Joe, when you listen to it later.
Okay. How'd it go? Been a while since we've had a Larco.
It has been a while. That one was too long. I definitely need to practice beforehand like I usually do. But, hey, you know, what are you going to do? Let's do your
Novel
ad.
Grazers.
Novel Grazers.
Buy that shit.
Buy it. By two. Let's see. Yeah. Can we do yours now?
Let's pay.
Oh, no. It's not here. I put it on the... Okay, I can add it again real quick. That's just stupid.
That's okay.
Damn Jingle Palette. No, I can add it. It's just Jingle Pounce being a mofo. Anything you want to say real quick in advance of us playing this?
Well, there's a guest reader for this ad. Okay. I thought it was kind of interesting because I went to Denny's today and I know that the ad is for Denny's.
Okay.
And I don't think I didn't really speak too highly and my butt didn't speak too highly of Denny's today.
And your buck usually speaks highly. Yeah, so here we go.
I think we've got Bob.
Happy New Year. My name's Bob. I'd like to ring in 2019 by talking about something you should be resolute about. Your health. And nothing is more beneficial to your health than a healthy diet. This year, more and more people are squeezing the Gwyneth tits of what's called the ketogenic diet. It's a low-carb, high-fat diet that can help you lose weight, reduce your risk of a stroke, and even cure epilepsy. I mean schlepipipsy. Necromancy. Anyway, if you're looking for a keto-friendly restaurant, look no further than Denny's. At Denny's, almost everything on the menu is low-carb. Except, stay away from the hash browns and french fries. And don't eat the pancakes or waffles. You shouldn't order any toast or muffins or English muffins or biscuits or biscuits and gravy, either. If you're ordering a sandwich, ask for no bread, of course. And burgers can't have buns, actually. Look, just do what I did today and order an omelet just by itself. Denny's almost never serves tainted eggs, and you can have jalapenos with it because they don't have any carbs. That shouldn't be a problem at all, I hope. Tony Danza pooping his undies on a carnival ride, yelling at babies, wearing a Trump hat, giving a doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy doo doo. The squishy bloody hell shat, I mean, smell that? I stink, I pit my chance.
Oh boy. Oh. I don't want to talk about how much I love Stroking Bob because I give away all the. I want people to walk up to me on the street and say, "You know what I love about Stroking Bob?" And they're going to go, "This, this, this." And I'll go, "I know, dude, right?" Like, I want that to be a secret code. Like when the robots take over. Right? And it's like Terminator's walking around. And we run out of dogs to sniff him out. Some like dude comes in and says, "I need shelter." I'm like, "Are you a robot?" He's like, "No, I'm not a robot." He's like, "What's your favorite part of Stroking Bob?" He's like, the satire." I'm like, "He's a fucking robot. Kill him."
Well, some might say that him having a stroke is entertaining, but it makes me concerned. Well, that time it seems he had a stroke and shat his pants.
Isn't that not... Both. I mean, is there... Doesn't that... When you have it, do so. I mean,
you mean is that normal? Yeah. If you're having a stroke, do you also shit your pants? Yeah. I don't know, man.
Because it's like they don't tell you about that. You take a CPR class or whatever, and they're like, "Okay, here's what you do: gently press the nostrils." But what they know is you're in the situation like, "Oh my god, the dude shit his pants! I'm supposed to give him mouth to mouth. Fuck this guy, he can die. God damn it!" You leave. They don't tell you about that, right?
Well, it happened to Bob, but I don't know if it's a normal thing.
Yeah, look, I don't know either.
Damn it, Jason, I'm a Taco Bell manager, not a doctor.
I know. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, me anyway, is like if I'm walking down the street and then, heart attack, shit my pants, don't save my life. Don't give me fucking CPR, I just shit myself. Let me die with some dignity. Or something. Or lack thereof.
Well, I should hope that if I'm just dying on the street that I'm not shitting my pants.
That's the
to me, I
ask.
Want people to come and save my life.
Yeah.
If you're shitting your pants, people might just be like, sorry.
Sorry. I guess it depends on where you're shitting your pants. Okay, let's get off the pants shitting topic and talk about something important. I did a little solo project, sort of, kind of, but not really. So I got done. I got done with the day's chores, and I had some time to kill before tonight's episode, so I fired up a video game, and I turned the mic on. I'm like, I'm just going to talk while I play this game. Now, I'm not going to play any of it right now. What I am going to do, Joe, for you, is I put it in the Dropbox, so you can listen to it if you want to. I don't know why you'd want to, but it's there. And you can, like, take pieces out of it if you want to. You can play with it, or don't. You can ignore it completely. But I got to say, it's really hard to talk and shoot people in the face at the same time. My respect for Liam Neeson has tripled because that fucker can talk and punch people in the face. So
Do you have more respect for all those people on what is it called, Twitch or PewDiePie? And it's just people that are just playing video games.
Not that asshole, but all the rest of them. Yeah, I do. So like, I go on Twitch and I'm like, okay, I want to find a pretty girl with nice boobies playing a game, and I do, and I watch for a while, and you know, it's entertaining and stuff. But like, now I admire them because it's hard to talk and shoot at the same time. There's some moments in there I think that worked out pretty good, but this is something I want to try again. I might do this again. This one was 40 minutes long, so I'm not going to do it like that every time. But
I'm kind of bummed that we can't hear some of it right now.
Yeah, I didn't clip any of it out, but maybe on episode 102 or 5 or 118 or something.
I'm excited. I'm going to listen to the whole damn thing, on future episodes. Maybe I'll put something together of my favorite stuff.
Okay, if you want
that sounds great, man. I can't wait to listen.
Well, I'll tell you, tit for tat. If you I don't listen to our show, I should, but I don't. I obviously didn't listen to this clip I just made. But if you do something on a solo side, say, Jason, listen to this and play with it, I will play with it. I'll play with your toys. I don't know that. I'm trying to make a dumb joke. Didn't work out.
If I give you a thing, you'll play with it?
Yeah. There you go. You did it.
Fuck you, Jason.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? My New Year's resolution for you is for you to listen to the fucking show.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Not every time. Just how about one if you're like, okay, that one was really fun. Like, next day, after you post it, just fucking gird yourself and listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
And then you can actually see if we have a good show or not. Because you have really no clue.
I do, too, have a clue. I enjoy the fuck out of doing this every goddamn time we do it. And so, therefore, it's a good show. Look, we've had this argument a billion times. We only got 9 minutes left. We're not going to have it again. I want to talk about some other stuff.
Okay, fine. Okay. Anyway, listen to the show.
But I'll just, just to respond to what you said, you are right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're wrong, and I'm trying to dismiss what you're saying. But we're going to move on.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I got... Did I already say this? I think I did on the last episode of 2018. I got a new Yeti. That's awesome. And I got a new wind guard.
Ooh.
So I don't pop my peas.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But one thing I don't think I mentioned, I have new what MCA used to call ear goggles.
Yeah, you mentioned it at the top of the show. What kind are they?
Shit.
No, that's okay. What's the brand?
I'm just so excited about all of it. Yeah. And I'm all set up right now. And I'm like, all right, man. This is just way better situation for me.
You pretty much have everything a professional needs. You got a Yeti dark blue, midnight blue. You got the Beastie Boys ear goggle cans. You got the water heater. You got the barking dog. And you got the occasional cricket in the background. You know what, Joe? That's right.
See, we're well on our way to having a real professional podcast.
Real professional.
With 1,000 Irish listeners.
If we're
reading
lucky.
Braille in the sky.
Yeah.
Gaelic.
Something like that. Do I have an Irish soundbite? I don't think so. You know why? Because... No, that wasn't it.
My nipples.
No.
Pixar.
There it goes.
That was the least Irish thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, 7 minutes later. Here's something else that happened to me over the week, and I'd like to talk about this on future episodes. So what I thought, last few minutes, Joe, let's talk about what we're going to talk about this year. I went last Monday to a thing called Puzzled Pint. This is what you do. You go to a place that serves beer, and there's a dude there, and he gives you a bunch of puzzles. And you do those, and then you give him the answers, and then he gives you another puzzle, and you use the answers from the puzzles you did and use it in the new puzzle, and you get the big answer. And I did that, and I won. Okay, there was only two of us, and the other guy was, like, drinking a lot, so I didn't really win. But it was a lot of fun, and I want to talk about that.
That's great. I wish I could play, but...
Well, they do have them in your area, wherever your area might be. Davenport or anywhere else.
Still in Davenport.
I'm going to give free advertisement this thing. Go to, for everybody who's listening, if this is like your bag, go to puzzledpint.com. Try different spelling, so I might be wrong about that, but puzzledpint.com. And here's how it works. It's like you wait, it's once a month, and you wait until like like, I want to say the third Friday of the month or something like that, is when they release a puzzle, and you have to solve the puzzle to get the name of the location, right? So you didn't just show up like some schmuck.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to solve a puzzle to get the location. And then when you solve it and you give them the answer, then it says, okay, here's the list of all the cities. And it's cities around the whole goddamn world, Joe. Cities every place. In fact, in my city of Seattle, Texas, there are 5 locations that are hosting this thing. And I went to the one that was in this one place, and I had a chocolate stout while I solved. And the theme for this month was Friends. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Friends show, but I was able to answer all the puzzles. And they're really cool, too. I mean, we're not talking about, like, crossword puzzles or fucking rebuses or, like, you know, 1 plus X equals 5. What's X? Nothing like that. It's like one of the puzzles, I had to cut out this thing and build this model and then draw lines around it. And another one, anyway, oh, just,
man,
yeah,
that's,
it's okay. It's fun stuff. So
they're not fucking around with the
no,
puzzles.
There's no, they're, no, no, no. It took
very
me
creative. With
it took me
things.
2 hours to do 5 puzzles. Okay. Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah.
Is there like a team option where you come
absolutely
with a team? And
yes,
and
absolutely. Play? 100%.
When you did it, though, it was just you versus one drunk guy, and you easily you kicked his ass. It was no problem.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, you know, you can go when you go to puzzlepine.com. You can see all the historic puzzles and maybe try a few. And some of those, I'm like, I'm glad I didn't go that month because I never would even gotten close to that answer. So, but this is related to something we talked about earlier, but I can't remember what it is. I don't know. Anyway.
But you were saying you want these are, this is one of the things as the year goes by, 2019, like you can explain to us, we can discuss some of these puzzled pint
things. Yeah, so
this is something that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, year I'm going to be doing more brain shit, and I'm going to talk about it on the show. Puzzled pint, playing chess, that kind of thing. I also, on this year, you want to advertise more. I think that's great. I want to talk about stuff like, okay, I was listening to John Denver the other day. I was listening to Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Here's what I'd like all of our listener to do. Go listen to that song. Is it me or is that fucker obsessed with his fiddle? Because it's in every goddamn verse. It's all he talks about. It's not Thank God I'm a chunky boy. Not Thank God I'm a Country Boy. It's Thank God I got this fiddle. It's a fetish or something. Hey, guys. I'm not glad John Denver died, but I see why he did. Because instead of piloting that plane, he was probably playing with his goddamn fiddle. Hello, hero Nero, dude. Yeah, he died because of a fiddle too. So, anyway.
Oh, woo.
Yeah.
Take that, dead John Denver.
Take that, John, dead Denver. What else are we going to talk about this year?
We didn't get to talk about. I'm such a fucking narcissist. We need to talk more about my shaved head.
Because yes, we
that's
do.
Interesting.
That's definitely going to happen. Talking about the shaved head.
You know, the shaved head thing is something my wife didn't want. I've always wanted to shave my head.
Yeah.
And then I went to my barber. My wife trusts my barber. And my barber and I came to an agreement. This was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I shaved my head. She shaved my head.
Yeah.
She said, you know what? Well, we decided I look like fucking Friar Tuck. And I should move away from the Friar Tuck look and toward the Statham look, the Jason Statham.
I see. So, you look like Friar Tuck because you're balding on top.
Yeah, balding on top, and then you have that kind of ring of stupid hair.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of chubby. Well, with the keto, I'm working on that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's, I'm moving away from Friar Tuck. That's the plan. And,
is there a joke
my
in
wife
there
has
about...
not yet seen my shaved head.
She hasn't. Okay, so, again, I know what your wife does for a living. So does some of our listener. A shaved head is not something that's out of the realm of normal for her line of work. And she's...
You just made me realize that she's going to come home tonight. And this is for real. Like, she's going to come home to her husband who has shaved his head and shat his pants.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fucking concern.
That is...
Man.
Yes.
It's thinking about it, like, my wife's going to be worried about me, I think.
She's going to walk in. She's going to be like, okay, what's that smell? Who the fuck are... Joe? God damn it.
Are you okay? Maybe you need to talk to someone, honey.
Maybe you need to talk to, like, me before you do this shit. I do So, like I said, you suffered a humility earlier, and that makes you potentially wise. And I think women are, like, born... Like, the world is really mean to women. It's really cruel to women. And so they are automatically wise. And I think the reason why we get married is so that they can keep us from being... Well, they can be wise for us. She's going to go, you know what? You shouldn't have done that. And you're going to say, what? Shit yourself or shave your head. Or both. And I wish you'd run it by me first, because I would have kept you from being an idiot. So that's probably the
normally, I think my wife would have saved me from these types of things.
But yeah.
Our schedules are not aligned, and so suddenly I have a bald head and there's poop in my shorts.
I think, yes, you're right. We've come up with a title for tonight's show. All right, so that music means we're done. I think this was our best show of 2019. What do you think, Joe?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
No doubt. No doubt. Don't speak. Wait. That's the only song, right? Is that No Doubt? Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, they have more than just that song, but...
They do? I don't know. Oh, there's the phone one. Telephone call? The message on my answer machine one? What was that? What was that song? Isn't there one like that?
Joe? You know what? It's not coming to me.
Well, I'd Google it, but I don't want people to hear the clicking. Fuck it, I'm going to Google it. This song's got 4 minutes left to go. And now we talk over it. Used to be we just let it go, but now we talk over it because we're narcissistic.
Yeah. Well, next show is the 100th show, man. Yeah, I think we're going to have a couple of guests.
We should, yeah. We should have all the guests.
It everybody won't be a recap show.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, because we just did that, so.
Spiderweb. Didn't they do a song about spiderwebs? No.
Yeah, that's a good... You know what? Don't Speak is a good song, but it kind of makes me sad. And the Spiderweb song is maybe my favorite No Doubt song.
All right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the end of the music episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, that's the first time we talked about music.
It is.
Except for the death
John Denver.
John Denver with a fiddle in his hand.
So Don't Speak, that's the big one, and then It's My Life. I don't know that song. Do you know that song? I don't know that song.
It's My Life is a shitty, shitty song that I hated when Madness did it originally.
Madness.
It sucked then, and then No Doubt did it, and then it continued to suck.
Yeah.
It's just not a good song.
I'm going to listen to it.
It was a huge hit twice.
That's terrible.
It's like... It's like beer for my horses. What is wrong?
I would love in 2019 to discover more beer for my horses type material. Oh, such a good thing. All right, Joe. I'm going to let Royksopp do its thing. I'll wait for your shout. And hey, everybody. Happy New Year. See you next time on JBC.
Shat in the pants, shot in the face!
Yeah, I left the guitar on the old time. What the fuck are you going to do?